As we've heard, at some time, the United States Supreme Court is likely to be heard on this subject, and not just on same-sex marriage in Massachusetts, but also on the Defense of Marriage Act, a federal law which, as President Bush pointed out in his State of the Union address, was signed into law by President Bill Clinton in 1996. Professor Andrew Koppelman of Northwestern University teaches law and political science. He's the author of The Gay Rights Question in Contemporary American Law. Welcome to the program, Professor Koppelman.
Good to be here.
As I understand it, if the Defense of Marriage Act is held to be constitutional, then same-sex couples might be able to get married in Massachusetts, but neither the federal government nor states that pass laws against such marriages will recognize them as married. Is that right?
Well, it doesn't necessarily follow. All that the Defense of Marriage Act says is that states aren't required to recognize same-sex marriages from other states. This was the provision of the Defense of Marriage Act that got all of the attention at the time, and people seemed to think it was a pretty big deal. But it doesn't really change pre-existing law all that much. States have always had discretion not to recognize marriages between teenagers or marriages between cousins from other states. So in that sense, the Defense of Marriage Act doesn't do anything really new. On the other hand, states frequently have recognized marriages from other states, even when they didn't have to.
What are some challenges that a couple faces if they are, say, married in Massachusetts but moved to Pennsylvania? What are the problems when arises for their marriage either being recognized or not recognized by another state?
Well, in the first instance, it's a question of Pennsylvania law. Under Pennsylvania law, will Pennsylvania recognize the marriage from Massachusetts? It also depends what the circumstances are. States generally have tended to be much more protective of their own marriage standards when the couple wants to come to their state and live there. Whereas you could imagine a situation where there's a married couple in Massachusetts, a married same-sex couple, and one of them dies without a will and owns land in Pennsylvania that the other one wants to inherit. And so Pennsylvania courts would have to decide whether the spouse inherits the Pennsylvania land. And in earlier cases, courts have generally been willing to recognize marriages in those circumstances because the couple isn't trying to come to Pennsylvania and live as a couple.
So passing on property without a will might be one of these one of these questions, where the question would be before some court in Pennsylvania, what do we make of their marriage from Massachusetts in that case?
And there'd
case?
Be good reasons to recognize the marriage. Or take another case. Imagine that you've got a pair of lesbians, and one is the biological mother of the child, and the biological mother of a child with her daughter comes to Pennsylvania, and they get into a car accident, and the biological mother is killed, and the child is in the hospital, and the other spouse comes to the hospital in Pennsylvania and wants to make medical decisions for the child. Under those circumstances, is Pennsylvania really going to say, we don't recognize this marriage, we don't recognize you having any relation to this child, you can't participate in the medical decisions, we're going to treat this child as an orphan and put her in an orphanage if she recovers? I just can't believe that Pennsylvania would do that.
Do we have any cultural precedents for this area that we're in right now? This question of how one state that might be light years away from legalizing same-sex unions might in some instances recognize the legitimacy of those unions from Massachusetts.
Well, the closest thing we've seen to a deep divide among the states, moral divide over what marriages are legitimate, is the difference of opinion among the states over interracial marriage, marriage between blacks and white. And there's actually a very large body of law from the founding of the country down until 1967, when the Supreme Court finally held that it was unconstitutional not to recognize interracial marriage, where you had cases where the couple was married in one state and wanted to be recognized in another state, and courts had to decide whether to recognize them or not.
Was the issue of interracial marriage settled on the principle of equal rights, which is what the Massachusetts Supreme Court has invoked in their case, or was it settled on an issue of respecting the law of another state?
It was done on the basis of fundamental rights, both the right to equal protection before the law and a fundamental right to marry. And the Supreme Court makes clear that on either one of these grounds alone, it could have invalidated the statute.
The other part of the Defense of Marriage Act could prove problematic sooner, because you could live in Massachusetts, be, say, a federal civil servant, or receive Social Security, and the federal government would refuse to acknowledge your same-sex marriage in Massachusetts.
That's right. So I would expect that some issue is going to arise immediately if same-sex marriage is recognized in Massachusetts and someone who is a federal employee enters into a same-sex marriage and they immediately want health insurance for their spouse, well, under the Defense of Marriage Act, you can't give them health insurance for their spouse because under federal law they're not married. I would think you'd get litigation immediately.
Professor Koppelman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Andrew Koppelman, who is a professor of law and political science at Northwestern University and the author of The Gay Rights Question in Contemporary American Law.